Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. In the first half hour today, I will be talking with Maxime Messier. Maxime is a real estate broker with RE/MAX, and he will talk to us about buying and selling houses and what we need to be aware of. We will also have some community events and some music in the first half of the show today. In the second half, David Teasdale, station manager, will talk about some changes in our bingo night. We will start off the show with a song by Tame Impala, Journey to the Real World. And right after that, we will hear the interview with Maxime Messier. Townships at 12, we're very pleased to welcome Maxime Messier, a real estate broker in Sherbrooke for RE/MAX Dabord. So welcome, Max.
Thank you, Maureen. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to have you. So, Max, I see that you are extremely busy in your career these days, and you are really helping a lot of people to either buy a house or sell a house. So can you elaborate on this?
Well, yes, Maureen, indeed. It's been a busy year, as I should say, with nearly probably 60 transactions in 2023. I can say with no doubt that I've been in one or two houses, maybe one on your street even. The process of buying or selling is not something that you do alone, right? It often revolves around family and friends. I've seen this year parents visiting with their kids waiting to buy their first property. Kids with their parents selling their childhood home, which is not often easy, newborns in their parents' arms, or sometimes they're in mine. You know, I have, I should mention to you that I'm sometimes a babysitter, you know, with parents and everything visiting homes. So I have the privilege of meeting amazing people with, I should say, extraordinary lives and backgrounds that are out of their ordinary, people that move for the first time in nearly 60 years. I've had a couple recently that are moving for the very first time after 62 years in the house. Let me tell you that the walls of that property would have more than one story to tell. I find that amazing, you know. It gives me immense pride and joy to represent those people. I have to say that most sellers are not necessarily looking for a buyer, but a next custodian for their property. It is a process to pass on to the next generation, even though they're not related. They want to find someone that has a connection to the property. And it is somewhat the same when you buy. Buyers are not necessarily looking for a house. They're looking for a community, neighbors, a place to call home. So it has been busy, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it a good time right now to buy a house or to sell a house?
We have been seeing a tendency that increases the number of buyers who are looking and expecting to find something, a house, during the coming season of spring and summer for 2024. Transactions are being done year-round in Quebec, but we have always had a tendency that gave us more buyers around spring and summer because of July 1st, right? It's only here in Quebec that we have that. At the moment, the Bank of Canada is keeping the same interest rate for now. They mentioned that the interest relief should be coming, but to be patient. I don't foresee a price drop, but probably it will be more common to see properties a little bit longer on the market. Even though it's not the case at the moment, the price has still gone up drastically in the few years, especially with COVID, as everyone is aware of, and many people returning or falling in love here with the township. We live in an area that is close to the heart of a lot of people. And I doubt that we will reach such a peak as we had in the past, but the future will definitely continue to grow. It is the law of supply and demand. Just here in Sherbrooke, we have had over 950 sales just in 2023. And there are currently 270, when I checked this morning, properties that are available on the market. And that's just for single family properties. It's not even including condos, farms, anything commercial. So we do need more houses, you know. And if I should point out, just this year, the government has had a great incentive to create the first home saving account, or as we call it in French, the CELI app, which is a great way for prospective buyers, new home buyers, to save money annually towards buying their first home. But the best time will remain when you are ready, I would say.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us about the process of buying a house or selling a house and why it's so important to have a real estate broker.
That's a good question. You know, buying a property is more than just house hunting as we see on HGTV, right? It seems great, but it's not quite the same. There's a good chance that you've probably browsed a few properties online by now. But you want to find a real estate broker that is right for you, since they'll guide you through the home buying process from start to finish. It's not just a weekend thing. It's spread on a long time, right? Honestly, the best advice I could give someone is to ask a friend or a family member for a recommendation. They'll probably have a name in mind. You also want someone with a good connection with the community that you are interested in. Someone that knows the shops, the services, the school, that person will come naturally to you since they'll be in the area that you desire. They'll be present, you know, they'll be there. It is someone the same process if you want when you're selling. A realtor is an expert guide that will offer objective information and opinion based on comparables, skills, and knowledge. You need a rock during emotional moments that will stand in your corner at all times. That's called a good broker. Surrendering yourself with a broker is also surrendering yourself with a team of experts. It's not just a broker. It's a mortgage specialist, a good building inspector, a notary, qualified personal expert. I call it a golden list, you know. So it's important. It's very important.
It is important because I've heard some bad stories about people who just sell their houses on their own. So a real estate broker is so important. Now, what areas do you cover in the townships, Max?
Every zip code in the township, I should say. But to be quite honest, I've been lucky to call Lennoxville home for the past few years and work in the surrounding areas. So I would say anything south of the Memphremagog all the way to Megantic. I don't necessarily sell houses. I sell and work with the community and for the community that surrounds me. I think that we're very lucky to call the township's home. It's a beautiful place. We have been seeing a lot of people recently relocating or falling in love with the township. So I think we're lucky to live here, don't you think?
Oh, I really do. It's a great place to live. Okay, what motivated you to become a real estate broker and what courses did you need to complete? And do you need to take a refresher course every year?
My motivation, heavens, it started my professional career as a real estate broker after graduating from University of Sherbrooke in International Affairs. I also studied at Bishop's in Business. I've attended Seminar Salesien Sherbrooke, Champlain College. So I guess, as you could tell, I'm a born and raised in Sherbrooke. But I'm currently starting my sixth year with REMAX. Just this coming weekend, I'm very much looking forward because we have the gala from REMAX Quebec, which is celebrating and highlighting the remarkable achievements of all brokers. This gala is a tradition to mark the opening of a new year, I would say. So there's a lot of things that are involved. You know, I think I'm privileged because there's a group of us of realtors from REMAX in the townships that we try to have lunch together every week to exchange, communicate, and share knowledge, a big brainstorm of ideas. So I think that's kind of amazing. But circling back to your question, there is a course that's given in partnership with the UACIQ, which is Organisme de Sous-Réglementation du Courtage Immobilier du Québec, to become a licensed broker. It needs to be done properly. And afterwards, we have over 30 hours, if not more, of continuous training every year, accompanied with different education and different areas. You know, it includes law, finance, new regulations, because it keeps on changing, either from the Building Code of Quebec, the land surveyors, the banks. They keep us on our toes to remain alert and ready for anything that might happen.
Okay, that's really good. And congratulations on being with RE/MAX for 6 years. That's a great accomplishment.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, about how many houses do you have on the market right now? And maybe if you could describe a couple of interesting ones for us?
Yes. Well, right now, I have about 15 houses on the market. I have four that have accepted offers, which means that buyers made an offer. We're pending for a few conditions. Two new listings just came up as of this morning. I have a beautiful property on Watson in Lennoxville with high-end finishing, a garage, and 5 bedrooms. It's really a must-see. I also have two extra properties that will be coming on the market in the coming weeks. A property that's dressed in brick from 1925, amazing charm with double car garage. I also have an investment plex with nearly $70,000 of yearly revenues that will be coming on the market. So those are some of the properties that are available right now.
Okay. I always enjoy looking at the houses on your website. Maybe we should mention your website too, Max.
Yes, it's maximemessier.ca. I keep it updated as much as possible. New properties, if ever there's an open house, there's tips, there's advice, there's also feedback from past clients. It's a great tool, so people should go and have a look, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're certainly very busy. I noticed that you bring in a lot of houses and you sell them, advertise with us, so I get to see that. Now, what challenges do you have in your career?
There's a lot of challenges, right? Every possible challenge that you can think of. We're dealing with humans. It's emotion, happiness, sadness, and grief, but sometimes joy, you know? The challenge is also keeping up with technology that is constantly evolving and understanding the local and regional conditions that have an impact on our community, like the job employment, education, forthcoming opportunities, because those will impact people around, you know. I think that a common mistake that brokers make is inadequate comprehension of their clients. It takes a lot of creativity, hard work to ensure the best possible outcome for all parties. Many out there are not just looking for the price, but it's the end result, the bigger picture. A real estate transaction will often be the biggest financial move that you'll ever do in your life. You want someone by your side that will guide you in the right direction. Another challenge at the moment is the lack of properties for buyers. The population is constantly growing and we are short of inventory. We would need more houses to allow a wider access to home ownership for a lot of buyers that are looking. So.
Okay, that's all good news for someone that wants to sell their house, I guess, though. Now,
It is,
yeah. Would you like to add anything else, Max?
When are we putting your house for sale, Maureen?
Not for a while, hopefully.
No, I think I'm very privileged to work in an area, live in an area where we have such a beautiful community, you know, neighbors that became friends, clients that became neighbors, friends. I find myself very privileged.
Mm-hmm. It's a great area. Thank you very much, Max, and it's been a wealth of information talking to you today, and all the best on your houses.
Okay? Thank you, Maureen. Thank you, and we'll talk soon.
I've seen the devil down Sunset, in every place, in every face.
Tell me, do you see her? She's living her life. she don't want the limelight. But if you knew it, she lives a lie. She calls a paparazzi, then she acts surprised. Oh, oh, I know what she needs. She just want the fame, I know what she thinks. Give a little taste, running back to me. Put it in the face, pray her soul to keep. Ooh, ooh, every night, every night. She brings to the sky, flashing lights. It's all she ever wants is faking on the knees to be popular. That's a dream to be popular. Kill anyone to be popular. Sell her soul to be popular. Cause she popular. She mainstream cause she popular. Never be free cause she popular.
Money on top of me, money on top of her. Money on top of me, money on top of her. Try to fool me cause you know I'm popular. Try to fool me cause you know I'm popular.
I know that you see me. Time's gone by. Spend my whole life running from your flashing lights. Try to own it, but I'm alright. My soul without a fight.
Oh, 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 I know what she needs. She just wants the fame, I know what she thinks. Give a little taste, running back to me. Put it in her face, pay yourself to keep. Ooh, ooh, every night,
every night.
She brings to the sky, flashing lights. It's all she ever wants is begging on her knees to be popular. That's a dream to be popular. Kill anyone to be popular. Sell her soul to be popular.
Popular.
Just to be popular. Everybody scream cause she popular. She mainstream cause she popular. Never be free cause she popular.
Money on top of me, money on top of her. Money on top of me, money on top of her. Try to fool me cause you know I'm popular. Try to fool me cause you know I'm popular. Money on top of me, money on top of her. Money on top of me, money on top of her. Try to fool me cause you know I'm popular. Try to fool me cause you know I'm popular. Eat me at money, I'm keeping it. I'm getting cash, I'm keeping it. Money on top of me, money on top of her.
Shawty
with me cause you know I'm popular.
Popular, born to be popular. She ain't that 20 mil but she running up. She can never be broke cause she popular. Turn that webcam off for the followers. Faking on the knees to be popular. That's a dream to be popular. Kill anyone to be popular. Sell her soul to be popular.
Popular.
Just to be popular. Everybody scream cause she popular. She mainstream cause she popular. Never be free cause she popular.
And we just heard a song by The Weeknd featuring Playboi Carti and Madonna. The song is called Popular. And next up, it's some community events here on the Townships at 12.
We have an important conference with Revenue Quebec, Elders and Taxes coming up. Lennoxville Community Outreach and Surroundings invite the elderly and their close aides at a conference with one representative of Revenue Quebec on the different tax rules that apply to the elders. February 22nd, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Topics covered will be old age security pension, payment of pension, federal supplements, benefits from the pension scheme, Quebec and benefits of a pension scheme, deductions. Registration is required. Non-refundable tax credits, medical expenses and amount for severe and prolonged disability. Refundable tax credits for helping person and for homekeeping of the elderly. Responsible at communityaid.ca. 819-821-4779. The fees, socio, fiscal, and other programs, including Solidarity Tax Credit. This happens at Community Aid Office, 164 Queen Street in Lennoxville, Office 104 in the Borough of Lennoxville. Now, please note there will be two sessions with different times and locations on the same day. For French, the session will take place on February 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Community Help Center, located at 164 Queen Street in Lennoxville, Office 104. The English session will take place on February 22nd, 1:30 p.m. at the Amity Baudouin Community Center, located at 10 Samuel Gratham Street in Lennoxville. And we have an exhibition coming up at Uplands Museum in Lennoxville. The exhibition is called Emotions with Claude Beaupré and Jean-François Dupuis. The vernissage, the 11th of February, 2 to 4 p.m., the public is invited, and the exhibition goes on from the 11th of February to the 30th of March. And we have an art exhibition going on at the Forman Art Gallery on the campus of Bishop's University as GeoCreatures brings together artistic projects that, in their evocation, reinvention, and updating of the connections between living matter and the mineral, invite us to see life through the lens of geology and contemplate how evolution has affected our planet. The exhibition is going on until March. The gallery is open Tuesday to Saturday, noon to 5 p.m., and it's free and open to the community. Again, that's the Forman Art Gallery on the campus of Bishop's University. And check out the other exhibitions going on at the Bolin Museum out in Quaticook and the Museum of Nature and Science in Sherbrooke. The CFUW, Sherbrooke, and District will be holding a Valentine's Day tea on Wednesday, February 14th at Hope Community Church in the basement, located at 102 Queen Street in Lennoxville. There will be two speakers from the GRIS, Groupe Régional d'Intervention Sociale de l'Estrie, who will give a demystification workshop regarding the lives of Two-Spirit and LGBTQ plus individuals. The public is welcome. Doors open at 12:30. And Sunnyside Elementary School fundraiser, the Sunnyside Parents Participation Organization, currently accepting donations for their upcoming annual bingo. The items will be used as prizes for the bingo winners. Items can be dropped off at Sunnyside Elementary School, 441 Dufferin Street in Stanstead, or you can contact the PPO at sunnysideppo@gmail.com to arrange for pickup. The bingo will be held in the Sunnyside Gymnasium on Saturday, February 17th. Doors are open at 12 noon, games start at 1. A concession stand will be available on-site with refreshments available for purchase. And just a reminder, the Hugs campaign for Mental Health Estrie is still on. Hugs, hats, underwear, gloves, socks, and scarves for the homeless. So check that out. If you need some more information or if you'd like to give a check, make sure if you do give a check, you give it in person to them. So I'll give you the number again, 819-565-3777 or email projects@mentalhealthestrie.com. So again, if you have an event coming up, you belong to a nonprofit organization, we'd love to help you get the word out. Please give me an email, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. So that's our community events for today. And I want to thank Maxim Messier for coming in and telling us all about the real estate business. Very interesting, Max. Next up, we will hear a word from a few of our sponsors and the news with Derek Bullard. And then I will be back for the second half hour with an interview with David Teasdale, station manager here at CJMQ. And David will talk about some changes to the Tuesday night bingo. We will close the first part of the show today with Conan Gray, and the song is called Winner.
Packed my bags of 14, I hadn't planned on leaving, but you haven't been back home for days. The pots and pans and roaches, they're glad I'm finally going, 'cause even them, they shudder at your name. You don't really want to hear the truth, do you? It's obvious to anyone who ever knew you that all you ever want is to be right, even if that means you gotta lie to do it. The only thing you've proven is that there's no one who ever has done better at making me feel worse. Now you really are the winner. Yeah, there's nothing that ever did quite kill me more than what you did. Now you really are the winner. Take a bow, 'cause you're
celebrate your victory. My heart that once was beating, bleeding in the palm of your hand. Yet you have the nerve to miss me. How do I somehow feel guilty when you're the one?
The truth.